Hello everyone, I'm Lynn Prowse-Bishop and this is the Virtual Business Show. Today I want to ask, how do you value employees? I read an article by Shannon Aspinall of Shannon Aspinall Bookkeeping and Accounting, and even though I don't employ people, I found it interesting because for me, some of the things that Shannon said really reinforced what VAs have been saying for decades and helped clarify the value a VA could bring to your business. In her article, Sharon says that there are four reasons why a business employs people. They can't carry the load themselves, they lack the skill or expertise in a particular area, to pass on their skills or knowledge, including succession planning, and to make more money. All four are also reasons why businesses partner with a VA. Her article focused on the last category, particularly the making more money, and primarily in service-based industries, and gives a great example of the real cost of employees. I do mention the real cost of employees in another podcast, and I'll share the link. So bear with me as I share the article with you. Gloria is a sole trader whose profit and loss at the end of the financial year looks like income of $80,000, which is 800 chargeable hours at $100 an hour. And to earn that income, Gloria actually worked more like 1,000 hours because some time isn't chargeable, which makes her productivity about 80%. She has expenses of $20,500 and that makes her profit for the year $59,500. Gloria decides to hire a junior, thinking that they'll be cheaper than a more experienced employee. So junior is hired at a rate of $25 an hour. Gloria figures junior will probably take twice as long to do anything, as they should, to be fair, so their charge-out rate will be $50 an hour. That's double what Gloria is paying them, so she thinks this is a pretty good deal. Gloria expects junior to have a productivity of about 70% and that they'll work 20 hours a week. That means that Gloria is expecting Junior to add $700 a week to her income. So $50 an hour times 20 hours times the 70% productivity. Now that sounds great, but now we have to look at the fact that during the year, Junior is entitled to 4 weeks annual leave, 10 days personal leave, and there are about 10 public holidays. So that means that an employee may only really work for about 44 weeks of the year. Now, of course, this depends on the country that you're in, so these examples are Australian-based, obviously. So this means that over a year, we can expect Junior to add about $30,800 to the income. This might sound great, but Shannon points out that you also have to think about who's going to supervise and train Junior and how long this might take. So it could be suggested that Gloria will go from about 80% productivity to, at best, 60% in the next year, and will spend most of the year thinking it would be quicker to do it myself. How many of us have thought the exact same thing? So this means Gloria will probably charge out $60,000 as opposed to the $80,000 before. Junior will charge out $30,800, making her total income $90,800. So that's a mere $10,800 more than before. Okay, this is still a step up, but there are additional expenses that need to be considered, such as superannuation and on-costs. So in our example, we've got wages being $26,000, leave loading, if it's applicable, comes in at about $665,000, superannuation, currently running in Australia at just under 10%, is about $2,500, and then there's work cover premiums, which, at a guess, $400. So if having Junior added $10,800 to the income, but also added almost $30,000 to the expenses, having Junior has actually cost Gloria about $20,000. That's also not including the other things that a new employee might need, like a new computer, workspace, rent on that workspace, more internet bandwidth, phones, stationery costs, all these hidden on costs. The real cost of Gloria is almost $34 an hour actually worked, but she thought she was paying $25 an hour. Shannon goes on to conclude, and I'm quoting, "I am not suggesting your employees are not valuable. In fact, by doing the above process, you may realise just how valuable they are. The point is you need to be well informed about what your employees are costing you and what they are saving or making you so that you can get the most out of your business." A comment VAs hear all the time is that we are too expensive. VAs often charge out at rates higher than $25 an hour, depending on their skill set and their experience. As business owners, they set their own hourly rate. Some will charge on a project basis. However, none of the on-costs mentioned by Shannon in her article apply to working with a VA who's an independent contractor, not an employee of your business. And so you immediately save the $30,000 expenses quoted in the article if you were paying the VA that same quoted rate, more if you're paying a higher hourly rate as your superannuation leave loading and work cover for your employees goes up exponentially. Add to that the fact that there is no need for provision of equipment, office space and associated running costs, training or supervision, and you've knocked a considerable portion off the hidden costs mentioned in the article. In addition, a VA's productivity is 100% on your project because they only charge you for time spent on your task, not the 70% junior has. There are no holidays, no sick days, and no lost time or productivity on taking cigarette breaks or chatting with other office staff. A VA who is charging you an hourly rate will generally clock in and out and charge just for time spent doing your project, or as I mentioned, if they charge a project rate, you know what you're up for up front. So let's look at those four reasons why a business employs people again. You can't carry the load yourself. Well, in this case, a VA can certainly help take some of the non-core tasks off your shoulders, allowing you to focus on what you do best. Lacking skills or expertise in a particular area? You can certainly partner with a VA who has just those skills or expertise that you lack. To pass on your skills or knowledge, including succession planning, well, this would fall under the VA taking some of those non-core tasks off you so that you can focus on passing on those skills to existing staff. And to make more money. As the example given shows, this doesn't always work out. And whilst there are certain tasks only in-house employees can perform, it's well worth your time to consider the savings afforded by partnering with a virtual assistant. I'm Lynn Prowse-Bishop. Thanks so much for listening.